Today on Marianne McPartland's Piano Jazz, we dip into our archives to remember pianist Albert Daly. Daly, who passed away in 1984, about a year after this program was originally recorded, was an often overlooked pianist during his lifetime. Marianne described him as being a true stylist, creating hypnotic harmonies and sparkling lyric lines. Although he was an extremely versatile player, Daly is perhaps best remembered for his work with Sarah Vaughan, Woody Herman, and Stan Getz, though the compositions he left behind suggested a talent still in development when he joined Marianne in 1983.
It's great to have you here, Al Daly, and I'm really looking forward to hearing you play a solo.
Oh, thank you.
What have you got picked out for us?
Well, this is a song that I did on my very first album. My very first recording was for Columbia Records, and it was named after me, Daly Double.
Oh, I love that little play on words. That's great. And that's how you spell it, D-A-I-L-E-Y.
Yes, my
Daly
name.
Daly Double. Okay, off we go. That's some very impressive playing, Mr.
Thank
Al
you,
Daly.
Thank you.
Goodness, I haven't heard you play in quite a while, but I think the first time I heard you was the first half note, you know, the original.
Hudson and Spring Street.
Hudson and Spring. And
I missed that place. Everybody that played there was really an outstanding act. I think it was booked more for artistry than, I don't know, it just seemed to be a lot of just great musicians playing there all the time. One of those rooms.
Yeah, well, it was a kick hearing you. And you were with who, Art Farmer's Group at that time?
Yes, I was with the Art Farmer's Quintet, and that it was a very fine group. It included Jimmy Heath on tenor saxophone, and Walter Booker was playing bass, and Mickey Rocco, who was a New York resident at that time.
Oh, he's one of my favorite drummers.
Oh, and we really had a ball. I played with Art for about almost 2 years, and we traveled. I mean, it was a really good group.
We've got a fantastic list of credits. I mean, the people that you played with from, because you were born in Baltimore.
Yes.
And is that where you studied?
Yes,
you have to have studied to have chops.
Absolutely. Well, I was very lucky because I was very interested in piano from a very early age. And if you maintained an A average, then you were entitled to take special courses.
You mean an A average in school?
Yes.
What an interesting idea. In other words, if you do that, then you can take something like as a special treat. You can take
absolutely
something else.
So what they did, they had an accelerated class, and if you had an A average, you could pick what you wanted to specialize in. So yes. I picked music, and I had 3 hours of music every day from junior high school all the way up into college. I loved school, which is a start. I couldn't wait to get to school.
What? I mean, say that again.
I loved school. I mean, I would be there at 7 in the morning opening up the bank for all the students to save their money or doing something. I had to be involved in something. I was on the safety patrol, in the honor society, on the football team, and all the sports. I had to be involved. So, I mean, which in turn, it was like it worked very well for me because it kept me out of the street, so to speak. You know?
Yeah, and all the other things that people that don't have anything to do can get into.
But I can't emphasize to you how much I enjoyed it. It was just, and then when I found out that you could do more of your specialized thing by just keeping your grades up, well, you know, that just knocked me out.
I think that's just wonderful. I mean, there's something very special there. That's Booker T. Washington?
It was Booker T. Washington Junior High School.
In
but
Baltimore.
When I got to Douglas High School, which was the high school that was like, aside from Peabody Conservatory of Music, that was the best musical education I had up to that date. I mean, we were studying Walter Piston Harmony in the 10th grade. I mean, we were into counterpoint. They were trying to teach us how to introduce us to orchestration and playing other instruments, and if not being able to play them, knowing how to write for them, you know, the range, which is difficult for each instrument to play. I mean, it was a very rewarding experience for me.
No wonder you've got such a wonderful sense of harmony, such wonderful technique and good ideas. You know, you can see the result of all that work and enjoyment. You know, you just keep getting better. Hey, how about playing something else? That was your piece, Daily
Yes.
Double, right? And here's another one. What's this one?
This
called?
One is called Indecision. The proverb being indecision is a decision with the passing of time.
Oh, he's a philosopher too.
Also.
Wonderful.
Yes, indecision.
That's a great piece, Al. It's nice.
Thank you.
How do you feel about playing solo piano as opposed to all the different things you've done, like playing with the Woody Herman Band and accompanying singers, mm-hmm. and comping with a small group? I mean, it's all so different, isn't it?
Right. But I think one of the parts I enjoy most about music is playing solo piano. I think that it's probably, for a pianist, the most challenging and the most rewarding. That's after you've done, you know, had experience in the other things that you mentioned. I enjoy it immensely. And solo is challenging. I mean, it's the weight is on you. You have to create the dynamics and the endings and the beginnings and put all kinds of harmonies or no harmonies. Or you can, it's just so many, the sky's the limit. That's what I like.
Rhythm, you've got to be your own rhythm section.
Absolutely. That part I like too,
yeah.
You know, because I think sometimes pianists tend to forget that this is a percussion instrument, and you must, you know, I think the best pianists, even though they're playing solo, if you listen well, they accompany themselves well too.
Speaking of, you know, other forms of playing, how about a duet? Do you do that too often? Duets with other pianists?
Yes, and I enjoy that. That's another thing. Now, that's a whole other ballgame, but it can be very enjoyable, the things that we can get going between us.
Shall we try one, see what we can get going?
Absolutely.
All right. A little bit of Gone with the Wind, and for whoever's listening, I'm on the piano on the left, and you're on the one on the right.
Right.
And here we go. Thank you. lunch.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Well, that's a kick. It really is.
I enjoy that.
Me too. We'll do some more. Meanwhile, you have such a nice record out. Well, I guess by this time it's not really that new, but called Textures on Muse.
Yes, it's on the Muse label.
Muse. And you do a couple of very pretty tunes on there. One of them, of course, is that Duke Ellington tune. I can't think of the name of it now.
I didn't know about you.
That's such a nobody does that anymore.
It's one of my favorites, and I've always loved that song.
It's a great song. And the other one is a tune by Tad Dameron, which I would love it if you'd play that. If you could see me now, that's one of my all-time favorite tunes.
Oh, okay.
Would you do that?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. It's a stunning arrangement, Al Davies.
Thank you.
Is it an arrangement, or did you just do it? I mean, do you have it figured out a little bit ahead of time?
I'm afraid not.
Listen, I'm glad you said that, because I really didn't. I always think that's the essence of jazz playing. You know, this is awful, Al Davies. We're finished. I mean, we're almost. Oh, we've only got another.
It's gone so fast.
I know, but I think we've done a lot. It's been such a kick. Playing with you, hearing you play, I think, and I know I've said this many times, but I think two pianos is a great way of learning about somebody.
Yes, it
or
does.
It's like getting into a golf or tennis match or something.
Right.
You see how the other person operates.
Right, and if they're able to compete and to give up something at the same time. See, when you play solo piano, you also have to give up something so you can blend with the other person, see?
That's true. Let's do another number.
Okay.
But before we do, thank you again.
Thank you very much. It's been my pleasure, really.
Well, let's wind up with something by Cole Porter and maybe a little up-tempo.
All right.
You started out. Okay. Surprise me.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.